This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Well, recently, Caroline, we were just talking about, I guess, media gaffes or blunders of what politicians say and what they mean. Mm-hmm. And this seems to be another instance of this happening once again.
Maybe.
There was, of course, mention that, some of these funds, when it comes to villages, would be only distributed towards states that were led by Pakatan Harapan. There's now been a clarification by the Deputy Prime Minister that opposition states will also receive the 100 million ringgit grant meant for the development of villages around the entire country.
Yep, so that the earlier announcement was made by the Rural and Regional Development Minister, Rina Harun, saying that the government is going to allocate 100 million ringgit for the development of these villages. So at the time, what was reported was she said the funds would be allocated to states under Pakatan Harapan's administration for the time being, but for opposition-held states, what Rina said was the government is studying a way to allocate funds and it will be ready in a month's time.
Oh.
So with that came, a lot of criticism, and it was very quick out of the stable.
Was there a lot of criticism?
Well, in that, they were being accused of double standards, and it's difficult to deny if that's the only statement you were going on. Mm. And the problem was with the whole thing, they didn't actually come out to say why there would be double standards or a different process for non-Pakatan-led states.
Yeah, I think it's really, when it comes to these types of issues of governance, it's a mindset change as well about, how you're governing for the entire country rather than to constituencies that supported you or to states that voted you in. There are some types of allocations and policies and bits of legislation that really it's meant to affect the entire country, and it can't be a case of picking and choosing, where these allocations go to.
Yeah, because, just based on, different funding, if that's the basis we're going with, pure and simply, it sounds like a discrimination. Because this is the water cooler talk, isn't it? You could sound like you're punishing people for not voting you in.
Well, and of course, Malaysians have been familiar with that kind of experience in previous political administrations.
Exactly, but you wrote that ticket. You wrote the ticket of being progressive, of being transparent, of being supportive of the democratic process. So is this what that indicates? I guess, was where the criticism was coming from.
We're now going to cross over to development economist Lee Hua-on. He's a senior fellow at the ISIS Yusof Ishak Institute in Singapore. Hua-on, thank you very much for joining us. There was a lot of lashback when Minister Rina Harun first made the announcement that village development funds would only be given to Pakatan-led states, at least for a month. Members from the minister's own coalition have called her out, saying that this practice is discriminatory. Deputy Prime Minister Wan Aziza has come out to clarify and said that funds would go to all states. How are you interpreting the initial suggestion by Rina Harun?
So I think it's administrative. And there is this existing institution of the JKKK, right? The committees at the village for development and security. And they fall under the state government, the appointment and the administration. But federal funding derives from, the Putrajaya, from federal sources. Now, under Barisan, there was a creation of a parallel system, the JKKP, Persekutuan, which was to take effect in the Pakatan states, including Selangor, which I'll give some example. And it was really to bypass the state government. Now, that has been abolished. So I think we want to put it in the context of the changes that are taking place. This JKKP, which was to bypass the state government and still maintain a very strong federal control, and not just for this sort of development funding, but it was also utilized for some reprehensible purposes, including, to make some quite obviously phony representations during the redelineation exercise. So that JKKP, and again, that's been abolished. So I think there's some positive steps there, and there's some initiative to restructure and renaming it as MPKK, this Village Community Management Council. So I think administratively, yes, there are some issues to have to be taken into consideration. I think some things need to be ironed out in terms of the federal and state our relations.
Right. Now, Hong, perhaps you could, make it clearer for us. How did the previous government provide funding for the development of villages?
Well, I think it was centralized, and I think it was very much absorbed into the Barisan patronage system through, firstly, the appointment of village chiefs, and they have a significant role in allocation of development funding and proposals. And so it was like a very big web and a pyramidic structure. And I think that's why that it continued that way in the Pakatan-governed states, that Barisan established a parallel system so that they could maintain that whole structure and the distribution of state patronage from Putrajaya down to the villages all across the country.
So could another reason besides administrative reasons for the initial faux pas by Runa Harun be perhaps a legacy issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think in legacy, there's sort of, you could call it institutional legacy in how just things have operated, right, and standard procedures and certain habits. And there's also personal legacy, because a lot of the people in the bureaucracy, in the civil service, have been there through the previous, worked for the previous regime. So, yeah, I think there's certainly a lot of, complexities here and things to work out. But Pakatan needs to be more conscious and, more conscientious about doing something like this. It just really sends the wrong message, the wrong signal, and goes against, I think, what they had signaled and promised and what people are expecting.
Right. So what kind of message would it have sent out if the Pakatan government did follow through with the move?
I think if it is something that, firstly, truly mirrors what has done before, that would be a huge disappointment, and it would be, I think, reneging on the spirit of many of the campaign and what the new government and new ways of operating and relating with the electorate. Yeah, so I think it needs to sort this out and be clearer. And I don't really think that there needs to be such a rush to carry this out. If things are explained, how difference that they're truly trying to bring about, significant differences and more community level involvement, I think they will be understanding that it takes more time.
Hmm. Well, Hua'an, thank you very much for speaking to us. That was Lee Hua'an, senior fellow at the IC's Yusof Issa Institute in Singapore, sharing his thoughts on funding and allocations for Malaysian villages. Tell us how you feel about this funding allocation. Do you think it makes good sense to have separate mechanisms for different states? 03-77-10-9000 for TalkBack. Here's some music by U2, Desire, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.